This is Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. This idea of a partnership of the tech companies and the city working together to improve everyone's quality of life, that's something Greg Hoy can get behind.
So I think it's just the conversation needs to be taken to a different level of like, okay, this exists now, and this goes back to even the gentrification conversation. Like, this is like how things are, and how do we do it in a way that is the most balanced for everyone involved, the community, the business, the people doing the commuting, all that.
Hoy used to work for Facebook. For about 2 years, he took that shuttle from his home in the Mission down to the company's campus. These days, he works for Pinterest in Soma. He walks to work now. And he told us on a recent walk that he finds a lot of the bus controversy frustrating.
If you want to have an iPhone and you want to have a Facebook account or you want to use Google Maps, like, this is part of the price you're going to pay, is you're going to have to see these big shuttles going through your town.
We wanted to hear from a company that runs one of these buses, so we called Genentech, the biotech firm in South San Francisco that was one of the first to offer shuttle services to its employees. It's now one of the company's most popular benefits. Vice President of Site Services Carla Baragno came by the studio to talk about what's known as G-Ride, why the company does it, how it's working, and how she thinks it affects the Bay Area as a whole. Did it surprise you that essentially these private buses, what I think is being kind of popularly called the Google bus, which encapsulates all of these private transportation systems. Did it surprise you that that became the symbol of the kind of conflict around the tech boom?
You know, it did surprise me. And it's curious because it's such a positive thing. Where we're taking cars off the road, we're taking congestion and we're lowering the congestion, and it's good for the environment. And it's also good for the communities that we serve. And, you know, where we're located in South San Francisco, we don't have a lot of direct public transportation. And so if we can have a program that gets employees to our campus and a program that actually complements public transportation. So we do have employees, again, that take Caltrain, that take BART, that take the ferry, and our buses connect up with those locations closest to us and gets the employees from public transportation out to where we are east of 101 in South San Francisco.
Well, and so the big criticisms that I think that I've heard is the sense that, you know, the techies are too good for public transportation, that they need these kind of, you know, high gloss luxury buses that go door to door. The other big criticism is that they're using kind of public spaces and taking up, hogging the road and making it difficult for pedestrians and bikes and muni buses, for example. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is this fear that somehow creating this private system is opting out of the public infrastructure, and that if people with a high stake in the system, like these high-tech workers, like Genentech, like Facebook, like Google, et cetera, you know, were working to make the public system better, that would be good for everybody. What do you think of some of those criticisms? Those are kind of the big three that I can think of.
Yeah. Well, I can see how people in San Francisco may feel that way. Sort of on the surface. But if we look at the program that we have at Genentech, we actually service 56 communities. So we go as far north as Novato, as far east as Vacaville, as far south as San Jose. And so we look at those communities where we have high concentrations of employees and where perhaps public transportation isn't that great. And I sort of look at this program as a way to complement what exists right now in public transportation. And again, our program also encourages folks that do have access to Caltrain, BART, and ferry to take those. And we have a lot of employees that do take those because it may be where they're located in San Francisco, they're actually closer to a BART train or BART's stop. So they'll take BART. And then again, from the Millbrae BART station, our bus will take them from Millbrae to South San Francisco, because we don't have out east of 101, we actually don't have that convenient access.
And do you think that there's anything that's fair about the criticisms that are being levied at these kind of private buses, private shuttle system?
You know, I think that people are entitled to have their opinions. I think what I would like to see is that people actually look at the broader picture, which is getting cars off the road, the positive impact on the environment. And I think the other thing is that when employees at Genentech are first starting, and if we have to relocate folks, they're actually asking, what communities do you serve? Because we actually may want to choose to live near a bus stop. So we actually do have employees that will look in San Francisco because they want to be able to live in San Francisco. And if it's convenient to one of our bus stops or public transportation. So I see that as a good thing because it's bringing people into the city. Don't, you know, not necessarily taking people out of the city.
And what I had read about the private shuttles is that they are regulated by the state, not local officials. Did you have to do negotiation with San Francisco to figure out how, where the stops would be and any of that sort of thing?
Yeah, we want to proactively work with the city and county of San Francisco. And we actually think that they're... is a way that we can actually coexist together because we don't want to create havoc in San Francisco. That's the last thing we want to do because, again, we have employees that many employees that live in San Francisco. And so what we want is we don't want our buses to interrupt the Muni bus stops. And we're actually glad to be working with the SFMTA to be able to figure out a program that is going to allow us to continue to be able to, you know, work in harmony with public transportation in San Francisco.
And what about this fear of not being part of the public sector that, you know, creating these parallel systems, these private systems, means that you and the people that are riding in this private kind of comfortable system don't have a stake in the public, in the commons?
Well, I think we actually do have a stake in the commons. And I think that's where, again, our program encourages folks to take public transportation, where, again, we incent our employees and we reimburse them for their BART ticket, their ferry ticket, and for their Caltrain ticket. So, again, I think it works hand in hand and complementary. And I actually don't think it's in conflict.
And anything that you'd want to say to somebody, maybe a long-term resident of the Mission or one of these places where you're seeing real conflict around the tech boom and kind of the new infrastructure that's being created and this sense of we're being pushed out by this tech industry, by this behemoth? What, I mean, do you have a message that you'd like to,
yeah,
to send?
Well, you know, I can't really speak for some of the high-tech companies, but I can speak for Genentech. And when I think about what our core mission at Genentech is, it's about saving lives. And when, you know, our patients are really our passion and developing medicines to treat these critically, you know, unmet medical needs is what we're about. And so I would actually say to the residents in San Francisco and in the communities that our buses serve is embrace this and getting, I think, employees to Genentech safely and in a manner that's not stressed out is actually good for our patients because our employees can come to work and they can discover new novel medicines. And we're proud of that. And it's one of the reasons why I've been at Genentech as long as I have is we do some really cool stuff. And we want to partner with the communities in which our buses go through. And so we're starting to do some outreach and some programs in San Francisco. We're actually sponsoring a... Sunday street party. And so we actually want to be part of the community and not be separate from it.